Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹早安。
We turn to a portion of the scriptures in Proverbs chapter 30.
今天我们早上要讲的经节是在箴言书三十章。
Proverbs chapter 30.
箴言三十章，请弟兄姐妹打开。
We'll read verse 24 and then 26.
我们一起念二十四跟二十六节。
Four things are small on the earth, but they are exceedingly wise.
地上有四样小物，却甚聪明。
Verse 26. The Shephanim are not mighty people, yet they make their houses in the rocks.
二十六节说，撒番是软弱之类，却在磐石中造房子。
Can we shut this off for now? Just.
我们可以把灯。
Okay, thanks. Can we just read that one more time?
那我们再念一遍。
Four things are small on the earth, but they are exceedingly wise. The Shephanim are not mighty people, yet they make their houses in the rocks.
地上有四样小物，却甚聪明。撒番是软弱之类，却在磐石中造房。
And then in Psalm 104.
然后我们再来看诗篇一百零四篇。
And verse 18.
在十八节。
Psalm 104 and verse 18.
诗篇一百零四篇十八节。
The high mountains are for the wild goats. The cliffs are a refuge for the Shephanim.
我们讲到高山为野山羊的住所，岩石为撒番的长处。
Can we bow with a further word of prayer?
让我们一起来祷告。
Our dear Lord, we thank you for another opportunity to come to study your word.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你，你让我们又有一次机会来这里研读你的话语。
Lord, we know your creation is amazing.
主，我们知道你所造之物是何等的美妙。
It speaks of your wisdom and your glory.
因为在他们里面，我们可以听到你智慧跟你的荣耀。
Lord, this morning as we come before your word.
今天早上我们来到你话面前。
May you open your word to us.
求你自己把你的话语向我们打开。
And speak to our hearts.
向我们的心说话。
May we learn from your creation.
所以我们可以从你的造物里面学习。
We give you thanks and praise.
我们把一切赞美跟感谢献给你。
In Jesus' precious name.
奉主耶稣宝贝的名。
Ah, better.
这样好像好一点。
We know that the Word of God, as described in John chapter 1, verse 1, is the Lord Himself.
我们知道在神的话语里面，约翰福音一章一节是神自己讲他自己。
It says, in the beginning was the Word.
他讲到起初有神的话。
And the Word was God.
神话就是神。
And we know that the Word itself is almost as big as a universe.
因为我们讲到这个道，就好像就是像这个全宇宙一样的大。
So there are sometimes verses we read, but we don't pay much attention to.
有些时候我们读到这些话，可是我们好像并没有附上很多注意力。
But then somehow the Spirit opens up these verses to us.
但有些时候圣灵把这些话向我们启示。
And we discover the riches of His Word.
所以我们就可以从话里面看到这丰富的藏话语。
In the same way, is the creation.
同样的，神的造物也是如此。
There are things we may not pay attention from a day-to-day standpoint.
有些东西我们好像每天看了，我们都不会去注意。
But they can teach us many spiritual lessons.
但是从这些小的东西里面，我们可以看到神向我们教导我们的东西。
Just to give you an example.
所以让我给你们举个例子。
The Lord said, "I am the vine."
主耶稣说他是葡萄树。
We all know what a vine is.
我们都知道葡萄是什么样子。
But the Lord says, "I am the true vine."
但是主耶稣说他是真正的真葡萄树。
It is only when the Lord explains to us what the true vine is.
只有当神向我们解释说真葡萄树是什么。
Then we understand why He created the vine.
然后我们才会了解到他怎么他为什么创造了葡萄树。
We know that the vine draws the water from the air.
因为我们知道这个葡萄树是从地底下吸收水分的。
And from the ground, from the air and from the ground.
放在
And then one day the vine bears the grapes.
那有一天这个葡萄树就长葡萄。
And then once the grapes are mature.
当这个葡萄成熟的时候。
Those that own vineyards.
这些拥有葡萄园的
They take the grapes and they put it in a wine press.
他就把这个葡萄放在那个酒座里面。
In the olden days, people would just stomp on the grapes and then the juices would flow.
在古时候他们是用脚来踩这个葡萄然后就葡萄汁就出来了。
In modern days, for better health reasons,
在今天这个现代社会里面，因为健康的缘故，
they probably use machines that are clean.
他也许就用机器来做这件事。
But at the end of the day, the grape juice flows forth.
但是同样的，到一天结束的时候
，it goes through fermentation.
然后它就发酵。
And then it becomes wine.
然后就变成了酒。
So you see that through that vine, the water became wine.
所以经过这个这个葡萄树水就会变成了酒。
It took maybe 7 or 8 months for that to happen.
也许这个中间的过程是七八个月。
But then on the wedding in Cana of Galilee,
但是我们看到在迦拿的婚宴里面
the Lord turned water to wine instantaneously.
但是我们的主耶稣却把立刻就把水变成酒。
So he says, I am the true vine.
所以他说了他是真葡萄树。
So he is the one that has the life.
所以这边看到这个酒就有了生命。
Spoken of the water, by the water.
他是用水来说的。
On the cross,
在十字架上。
He went through the wine press.
他经过了好像酒座一样。
He was crushed for our iniquities.
他为了我们的罪被压榨。
And out of his side flowed forth blood.
从他的身旁从他的肋旁流出水去。
Because of his finished work.
因此他完成了他的工作。
He turned water into wine.
他因此把水变成了
酒。Today we can join, drink that wine, the cup of joy.
今天我们薄饼可以我们饮用这个酒。
Because he died.
因为他死了。
We don't have to die.
所以我们不必再死一次。
And because he gave forth of his life.
因为他把他的生命献上。
We can rejoice when we drink from his life.
所以我们今天可以在他生命里面我们可以享受我们来饮用他的生命。
So now you know that we can learn a lesson from the vine.
所以我们知道我们可以从葡萄树上我们学到功课。
This is one example.
这是其中一个例子。
The other example, the Lord said, I am the light.
另外一个例子可以讲说主耶稣说他是光。
Now actually, scientists will tell us that light is actually very interesting.
科学家可以说光是非常有趣的。
It's the only thing in the world that is at the same time a particle and it's also a wave. Particle.
所以有好像在同样的时候，这个光可以是个实物，可是又好像是一个光线。
是个粒子，又是波。
Yeah. Sorry. That's okay. So a particle is something very tangible.
因为那个粒子是很小很脆弱的。
No, it's tangible. It's tangible. Something you can touch. Something you can feel.
Okay. 这个粒子你可以摸到的。
But the wave is not tangible.
但是光波你却不能去摸它。
You turn on your microwave at home.
如果你在家里面开了微波炉。
You can't see anything.
你看不到什么东西。
But there's the wave there, right?
但是里面却有微波。
But,Light is the only thing that's both a particle and a wave.
但是光线却是一个可以粒子，又是一个光波，所以
physicists will tell you that's the case.
所以物理学家可以这样讲。
But they probably can't explain it.
但是他可以解，他却没有办法解释。
So the Lord said, "I am the light of the world."
所以主耶稣说他是光，他是世界上的
光。He is the Son of God, Son of Man.
他是神子。
But he's the Son of God.
但是他又是神。
So as the Son of Man, he became tangible.
因为他是神子，所以我们可以摸到他。
John said, "We beheld his glory, something we handled with our hands."
约翰说，我看过这个神的荣耀，因为我们可以碰到他。
We couldn't see God.
我们不能看神。
Anyone that saw anyone that came before the presence of God would get struck down.
因为我们知道神的荣耀，我们人到了神面前就会被击杀。
But the one who's in the bosom of the Father.
但是在神怀中的独生子。
He has explained him.
他可以却把神表现出来。
So our Lord Jesus, became the Son of Man.
所以我们今天主耶稣基督成为人子。
As the Son of Man, we understood who God was.
因为从他身上我们了解神的本性是什么。
We understood what love was.
我们可以了解到什么是爱。
The people of Israel in the Old Testament probably thought God was love, maybe.
在旧约里面也许人民会觉得说神是爱。
But when the Lord Jesus came and he said, I came to serve and not to be served.
因为但主耶稣来到世上他说我是来服侍神服侍人不是被
人服侍。When he washed the disciples' feet.
当他为门徒洗脚的时候。
When he died on the cross.
当他死在十字架上的时候。
He demonstrated the love of God.
他向我们表现了神的爱。
We couldn't see that wave, right?
我们没有办法看到那个爱的波。
But just like the particle, something that could be handled.
但是我们却好像这个例子一样，我们可以感觉到。
Then we understood who what love was.
因此我们可以知道了解什么是爱。
So now you understand who God is.
所以我们就可以知道神是什么样。
So when the Lord said, "I am the light,"
当神说我是光
，you understand the dual aspects of His life.
所以我们可以看到他的双面性。
So there are many examples like this.
所以在圣经里面有许多的例子。
So this verse, these verses in Proverbs came to my attention.
所以这个箴言里面这两节圣经引起了我的注意。
If we go back to Proverbs 30:24,
如果我们再翻回到箴言三十章二十四节
，It said four things are small on the earth.
他说地上有四样小物，却甚聪。
But they are exceedingly wise.
但他却甚聪明。
The Shephanim are not mighty people.
沙番是个软弱之物。
Yet they make their houses in the rocks.
但他却在磐石中造房子。
So this morning we'd like to look at some lessons that we can learn from the Shephanim.
今天早上我们要从这个这两节圣经讲到学一点功课从这个沙番身上。
So in some the translation sometimes in the Bible it refers as the Shephan.
有的圣经解释用这个沙番这两个字。
Some translate as Shephanim in English. In Chinese it's the same word.
但是对中国来讲，中文来讲是一样的。
Depending on the version of the Bible, some can translate it as coney.
所以像有的英文圣经，他就讲，也是。
Or the rock rabbit.
或者是岩体兔。
But actually, the translators of the English probably did not know this animal at the time they translated.
当因为在中文翻译的时候，也许他不知道这个沙番是什么东西。
But today people know that this animal is the rock hyrax.
但今天我们知道沙番就是今天的岩蹄兔。
If we just read the Bible itself,
如果我们只看圣经
，there's some key facts that we should remember.
在这里面我们有些重要的东西我们要记得。
They're very small.
因为他是非常小的。
Yet they are exceedingly wise.
但他是非常聪明。
They are not a mighty people.
他们是软弱的。
But what really defines them is that they make their houses in the rocks.
但是这他们特别的地方就是他可以在磐石中造房子。
And actually the English translation, the rock hyrax.
他就讲到说他的是这磐石。
The rock hyrax, really, the name itself, rock, means it speaks a lot about that this animal uses the rock a lot.
因为这个岩蹄兔，它是在那个岩石里面，都是在岩石里面。
Okay, so why don't we turn on the projector? So, like we said earlier, the Shephanim is not a very big animal.
就像我刚刚讲的，这个岩蹄兔不是很大的。
Like we said, it's very small, but it's very wise.
它非常小，可是很聪明。
It's probably not too much bigger than a normal regular rabbit.
它并不比普通的兔子大。
It's about 15 to 30 inches big.
差不多15到30寸长。
5 to 9 pounds.
5到9磅。
That's probably the size of a little baby when they're born, right? A human baby when they're born.
它这个尺寸就好像小孩子刚刚出生，婴儿出生一样的尺寸。
It looks like a guinea pig.
它像那个天竺鼠一样的样子。
And it actually, we'll go into a little bit more detail. The lifespan is about 12 years.
它的生命差不多有12年。
They spend 95% of their time resting.
哦，他一生95%都在休息。
And most of that 95% they spent basking in the sun.
他那95% 的时间，他就是在躺在太阳底下，晒太阳，然后让他的体温能够调节他的体温。
There's a reason for that. That they spent a lot of time basking in the sun.
在他为什么在很多时间在这个太阳底下晒太阳呢？这有个理由的。
It's because they cannot regulate their body temperature very well.
因为他们自己本身不能调节他们的体温。
So they rely quite a bit on the sun.
所以他必须要靠着太阳的光。
And as a matter of fact, if it gets too hot.
如果是太热的话
I think if it gets over 50 degrees Celsius
它就会到了50摄氏50度
They would actually die
他们就会死了
Because their body temperature becomes too high
因为他们的体温就太高了
So in the same way that they need to bask in the sun
所以呢同样他就是要在太阳底下晒一晒
They also need to hide from the sun at certain times
但是有些时候他必须要躲避阳光
Okay, the next slideSo you can tell that from this picture,
你可以从这个图片里面看到
they live in colonies of around 50.
他们是群居动物，所以他们差不多50只就会聚在一起。
The other thing you can tell from this picture that they really live among the rocks.
所以你从这个图片可以看到，他们真的是生活在岩石里面。
They look for food in areas no further than 50 meters from their home.
他们出去，他们绝对不会超过他住屋旁50米以外来找食物。
For them, the rocky crevices, which they call home.
在对他们来讲，他那个岩石的系列里面，岩石缝里面，他们就是把那边当房子。
It's very important for their survival.
因为对他们来讲，他们生存是很重要的一个因素。
The other special feature of the rock hyrax is they have what is called a sentry.
在这个岩蹄兔的很重要一点，他们就是有一个守望的人。
And this is a usually the male that takes a high vantage point.
这有些时候是公的这个岩蹄兔，他们会跑到一个最高点去。
And then is there watching out for any dangers?
所以他就在那边看看有什么危险的侵略的人有没有。
It actually should remind you of the watchmen in the Bible.
所以这也提醒我们，就像圣经上讲的守经的人。
These are people that if there's any danger that actually comes.
因为这个是如果看到任何危险来的时候。
They will actually send warning signals and they will call out to the other rock hyraxes.
如果他们看到有危险来，他们就会发出一些声音来叫其他的这个岩蹄兔注意。
Just like in Psalm, it mentioned that they live in the cliffs.
所以就像那个诗篇上讲说，他们住在岩石里面。
They love to live in high places.
我们喜欢住在高处。
And like I mentioned earlier, they like to live in the rocky terrain.
就像我刚刚讲的，他们喜欢住在岩石地带。
And they live in pre-existing crevices.
他们都住的地方，它已经就是有系列的，有裂缝的地方。
Yeah, in Proverbs it says they make their houses in the rocks.
在这个箴言里面讲说，他在那个磐石中，他建造房屋。
Now their claws are not developed enough to build their own homes.
因为他们的爪掌并不是像没有办法去自己挖土来造房子。
So what they do is they find existing burrows and crevices, and they actually just try to clean it up.
所以他们就在那个岩石中间找到一个裂缝细缝的时候，他们就把那个地方把里面的已经有一些土就把它弄干净。
And then they just live in those little mini caves.
然后他们就住在那个小小的好像小洞里面。
And that's what they call home.
这就是他们的家。
Now, the other reason why they dwell in larger colonies.
另外一个理由，他们为什么大家都住在一起。
I mentioned earlier that they cannot regulate their body temperature very well.
我起先讲说他们没有办法自己来调节他们的体温。
So a lot of times in the mornings.
所以有 早上的时候
they would actually huddle together.
所以他们就大家都挤在一起
And then they keep each other warm.
所以他们就可以把彼此的体温就使他们就体温温暖起来
This also helps them regulate their body temperature.
这同样的也会使他们调节他们本身的体温
And the other benefit of these crevices or the homes that are there.
有另外一个好处，他们有这个房子在
Is if it's too hot outside.
如果说是外面太热的话
they have a place to cool down.
他们就有一个地方可以遮阴。
The other special feature about these rock hyraxes.
这个岩蹄兔另外一个特性。
They're very social and they're very noisy.
他们是非常喜欢社交，也非常吵闹的。
They actually have 20 different voice signals.
因为他们有差不多20种不同的发声。
One of them being that a high trill where.The sentry would warn of any dangers.
有一个就是非常高的那个频率，那个在高处的那个守望者，他就可以发出来，让提醒他。
And as a matter of fact, people call the rock hyrax voice signals as songs.
很多人就说他们这个岩蹄兔发出来的声音是一个歌。
The other thing that's interesting about the rock hyrax.
另外一件很有趣的这个岩蹄兔的习性。
Whenever they eat.
每次他们吃东西的时候。
They always eat in groups.
他们都是在一起吃。
But when they eat.
但是他们吃的时候。
If you think about a circle.
如果你想象中这是一个圆形的
话。They don't face each other, but they face outward.
他们不是面对面的吃，而是大家都向外吃。
The reason being is they're always on alert.
因为他们时常在警戒中。
Again, because they're so small.
因为他们这么小。
They are always on the lookout for predators.
因为所以他们就常常很警觉，就是看看有没有人来。
So even as they eat.
所以甚至他们在吃东西的时候
They're ready to hide in the crevice.
所以他们就好像就随时准备可以逃离。
It always almost reminds you in the Old Testament.
这好像就提醒我在旧约的时候。
When the people of Israel, they were building the wall. Did you remember that?
当以色列人
yeah, or the,
来建造城墙的时候。
When they were rebuilding the wall of the city.
重建圣城的时候。
On the one hand, they were building.
在一手他们要来造
On the other hand, they had a weapon to protect themselves.
但是另一手他们却有一个武器来保护他们自己。
Anyway, that's kind of the picture that you think of.
所以这样你们可以用这样来想象他们。
So because of the way they live,
因为他们这个生活的地方
because they live in the rocks,
因为他们生在那个岩石地带
because they have a sentry,
因为他们有一个守望的人
A very interesting thing, even though they're so small,
所以非常有趣，虽然他们那么小
，especially in Israel，
尤其在以色列地方
，the rock hyrax is rarely preyed on，
所以这个岩蹄兔很少被抓到
，because they have this sentry system，
因为他们有一个守望的这个制度
，they have this rocky terrain to protect them，
他们有住在这个岩石的地形保护他们
，and then they have each other to warn and to each other to pre-warn them of any dangers.
所以我们也看到说，他们在一起的时候，因为就有人会提醒他们有危险来了。
Okay, we can turn to the next slide. Okay, where it's found, they mainly live in most of Africa and along the Promised Land, which is that long piece.
所以我们可以看到从这个地形上，我们可以看到这些岩蹄兔分布是在非洲或者是在那个应许之地。
Okay, next slide.I said they look like a guinea pig, but they're actually a distant relative of the elephant.
虽然我说他们是好像看起来像那个天竺鼠，事实上他们是大象的，跟它同类的。
You know, they have like these two long teeth that look like the tusks of the elephant.
他们前面有两个大门牙，就看起来好像那个象牙的牙一样。大象的象牙。
There's not much relevance to what we'll share today, but it's just a fact.
我不是要跟你们分享这个大象。
But they also say that these two teeth actually help protect them.
可是他们讲说这两个牙齿就有帮助他们。
Okay, next slide. Okay, this is a special feature that they have. They have these rubbery feet.
所以我们就讲到它有个特点，就是它的那个掌啊，组长就是像
We said it's not good for digging and building.
所以这个组长没有办法帮让他们来挖土来建房子。
But God created their feet in such a way that allows this almost like rubber. It's like they have like Nike Airs on their feet.
可是神创造他们有这样子橡胶样的那个厚的掌。
And then that's why they can climb on rocky terrain.
所以就像有 Nike 鞋子，你可以爬那个岩石一样。
And allows them to climb, and this is the advantage they have over other animals.
所以它就有这样的长处，它们可以爬高，然后躲避其他的动物。
Yeah. Okay. Next. Again, loves basking in the sun.
所以你可以看到它在那边享受日光浴。
And it's very important for their survival that they bask in the sun.
所以对他们生存的话，他们必须要享受日光。
And then we said 95% of their time they spend resting.
所以我们知道他们95%时间都在那边休息。
Okay, next. They love to live in colonies, like I said earlier, and they love to find these crevices to protect them.
所以我们讲到说，起先讲到说他们喜欢群居，然后他们找了这个岩石的裂缝，他们就住在那里面。
Next item. Next. Again, very cute, right?But again, they're very little, and again, they love to live in colonies and in crevices.
就同样，他们就图片显示他们喜欢住在一起。
Next one, again, similar picture, but you can tell why it's very hard for the enemy to attack them.
所以你们可以看到，这很难让其他动物来攻击他们。
Okay, next, hiding in the rock.
他们在岩石中藏身。
Next one. This didn't come through, right? Can you click on that? This is actually a video, but didn't work, huh?
Maybe the last one. 原来有一个电影，可是好像弄不出来。
No, the one before actually was the video as well. Can you click on it?It didn't work, huh? That's okay. All right. So you can go home and search on YouTube for the rock hyrax. And this video basically shows them living in rocky terrain and then running around. Next one.
如果你们有兴趣，你们可以回家自己到电脑上去看。
And this video actually shows them calling to other.Hyraxes.
这是个电影，你们可以从这电影里面，他好像就在里面，这个守望的人就在里面叫。
And it's well, I say call to fellowship, but really, it's the when I said they're very social. You could see this. Next one.
你们可以看到他们非常有社交生活。
This is another picture that shows them that they live in the rocks and cliffs.
你看到他们就生活在岩石上。
Okay. Okay.So this is that picture. Let's just shut it off. We'll come back to this later.
好，我们先关掉，等等再回来。
I think you probably got the gist of the rock hyrax.
所以我相信你们对岩蹄兔有多少有些认识了。
And we then wanted to see what are the lessons that we can learn from the rock hyraxes.
所以我们今天要来看，我们从这个岩蹄兔身上，我们可以学到一些什么。
The first thing that the Bible tells us is that these are people that dwell in the cliffs.
我们可以看到这个岩蹄兔，他们是住在这个岩缝里面。
They live in high places.
他们喜欢住在高处。
Now.The fact is that these are not very big animals.
我们可以看到他们不是很大的动物。
They are not very mighty, as the Bible says.
他们也不是很有能力的。
They are not like the lion.
他们不像狮子一样。
That can really protect themselves.
他们没有办法保护自己。
But they are so little.
因为他们这么小。
So in order for their survival,
所以要让他们存活下去。
There are a few characteristics that allow them to survive.
所以因此有些特性可以让他们存活下来。
One thing is that they live in high places.
有一点就是他们住在高处。
They live in rocky terrain.
他们住在那个岩石地带。
They They really need to rely on each other to survive.
他们必须要仰望彼此互助来生存。
And then a big part of it is that they need to rely on their homes to protect them.
更重要一点，他们必须靠他们的家、他们的房子来保护他们。
They are not able by themselves to survive if they don't have the sun.
如果是他们没有办法靠自己来生存，如果没有太阳的话
，to keep their body temperature，
来使他们的身体温暖。
They also need each other to keep themselves warm。
他们必须一起生活，然后彼此来帮助使他们身体保暖。
So this hopefully should serve as a picture。
所以我希望这个能够让你们有感到好像一个图片一样。
Of ourselves。
图片我关于我们自己。
So, the first thing that it says, they live in high places.
第一点我们讲到说他们是住在高的地方。
You remember Paul told us that we are seated with Christ in the heavenlies.
你记不记得保罗说过我们是住在我们跟耶稣基督一同住在高处。
If we could turn there in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 6.
如果我们可以看以弗所书第二章第六节。
And raise us with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places.
他讲说，他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。
Before we were saved，
以前在我们被拯救以前
，we were just like Jacob。
我们就像雅各一样。
And remember, there's a verse in the Bible that says, "You worm Jacob."
就讲到说我们就是雅各。
Jacob was the one that loved the world.
我们知道雅各是贪爱世界的。
He was the one that grabbed onto his brother's heel when he came out of the womb.
我们记得雅各出生的时候，他是抓住他的兄弟的腿。
He would get a hold of whatever he could.
他真的是凡事都抓，他要抓住所有他能抓的。
He wanted to take advantage of everything around him.
他希望得到一切的，他在他生命周围，他希望得到一切的东西。
Remember, even later in his life, when an angel of the Lord came and wrestled with him.
我们记不记得在圣经后来讲到，当天使来跟他摔跤的时候
？And he wouldn't even let that angel of the Lord go until he said, "Until you bless me."
他就抓住这个天使，他说：“直到你祝福我，否则我不让你走。
”And he was one that wanted to gain everything in this world.
他是一个在这个希望得到世上所有的东西的人。
And actually, he later, his name was changed to Israel.
但我们知道他后来他把名字改成以色列。
And you know that later on, his descendants were the same way.
同样的，他的后代也是一样。
If you look at today.
如果你今天看
a third, if you divide the world's wealth into three parts,
如果你们把世界分成三部分
the Jewish people will take one part of it.
我们可以看到犹太人是绝对是万
so
三分之一
it really speaks how they were the earthly people of God.
所以我们可以看到犹太人真是神地上的选民
So before we were saved,
在我们被拯救之前
our world was also the world of this world.
所以我们的世界就是这个世界
So.Whether it's the lust of the eyes,
如果说是眼目的情欲
or lust of the flesh,
或者今生肉体的情欲
the pride of life,
就今生的骄傲
isn't this what drove us?
难道这不就是我们自己一直在追求的吗
And money,
金钱
family,
或者是家庭
homes,
我们的房子
cars,
车子
Prestige,
我们的一切
power,
一切的高位
So this was the realm.
这就是我们所追求的东西
The whole earth or the globe.
这整个世界就这样用这些东西来包围我们
But the wonderful thing about Ephesians.
但是以弗所这边讲到的
Paul tells us.
但保罗告诉我们
that he has raised us.
他已经把我们升高
and seated with us with him in the heavenly places.
让我们在天上与他一同坐在天上
So we should be able to have a new perspective.
所以我们对生命应该有不同的看法
We should be able to sit with him in the heavenly places.
我们应该与他同坐在天上
We still go through the same experiences.
虽然我们同样的有这样的经历
We may still
经历同样的东西
We may still go through the same struggles.
我们有一同样的挣扎。
We may still have the same diseases that non-believers have.
也许我们跟不信的人一样，我们也同样有那样疾病。
The same challenges.
也许有同样的挑战。
But we can have a different perspective.
但是我们却有不同，也应该有不同的眼光。
Imagine this.
让我们用想象来看。
If you are on this earth.
如果你是在这个地上
Your only perspective is this earth.
你只看到这个世界
But the life that is in us
但是我在我们里面的生命
should be a transcendent life.
需要一个透明升高的生命
So imagine yourself, you are in a space shuttle.
如果你想想看，你是在太空船上。
I'm sure you have seen the pictures from the space shuttle.
我相信你也从图片里面可以看到这个太空船。
When you look down from the space shuttle on Earth,
当你从太空船上看这个地球的时候
，It's much different picture, isn't it?
这实在是一个很不同、不一样的。
And not only will you see, not only do you see the Earth,
不光我们看到这个地球
，but you also see the universe itself.
我们可以看到整个的宇宙。
Your perspective on the stars and the planets is much different.
所以，因此你对星球、对所有其他的星球有不同的看法。
So you not only just have a worldview.
所以，因此你不光只是看到这个世界。
You actually should have a universal view.
我们必须看到整个宇宙观。
So you realize the vastness of God.
所以我们可以看到神的伟大。
You realize the vastness of His purpose.
我们可以看到神对我们的计划的伟大。
It's not just.What this world is about.
所以不不，我们的神对我们的计划不光只是对这个世地球而已。
So we should remember, just like the rock Hyrax.
所以我们就应该想到，就像这个在这个岩蹄兔的身上。
They love to dwell in high places.
他们喜欢住在高处。
We ought to remember.
我们必须要记得。
That the position that the Lord has already won for us.
因为我们知道神已经把我们放在高处。
We are to be seated with Him in the heavenly places.
我们必须与他同坐在天上。
We may still have the same challenges.
也许我们还是有同样的挑战。
Same problems.
我们还是有同样的问题。
But you look at it from a different perspective.
但是我们可以从不同的角度来看。
You look at it from the heavenly perspective.
因为我们已经坐在天上，我们可以从天上看下来。
If you are someone from the world.
如果有些人从这世界上。
If you encounter a sickness.
如果你生病。
Or some trouble at work.
如果你工作上有难处
，All you can say is why me？
有些时候我们会说为什么是我
？I think the Chinese describes this really well, right？ 真倒霉 ，right？ Just you know, how unlucky am I？
那就讲我们真是倒霉。
But if we encounter the same thing，
如果我们今天经历同样的事。
We know that all things work together for good for those who are called according to purpose.
但是我们知道万事互相效力，就是叫爱神的人得益处。
We know that there are no accidents for us believers.
因为我们也知道，那个不是说对我们基督徒来不没有一样是偶然的。
When we know that,
当我们知道这个时候
，when we go through the experience,
当我们在经历这些事情
，we can actually rejoice in our situation.
我们事实上可以在这个经历中，我们得到喜乐。
You know that we are in the hands of God.
因为我们知道我们是在神的手中。
We know that He raised this environment so that we can grow.
我们知道他兴起这样的环境是叫我们成长。
And as we look back at that event.
当我们回过头来看的时候
，we always see the hand of God in those situations.
我们真是可以看到神的手就在这个事情中间。
So we ought to be seated with Christ in the heavenly places.
所以我们现在是在天上与神一同同坐。
So that's a first lesson we can learn from the rock Hyrax.
所以这是我们第一个从岩蹄兔身上学到的教训。
The second part, the second aspect.
在第二点。
We actually mentioned that the rock Hyrax they always had to dwell in colonies.
因为我们刚刚讲到岩蹄兔，他们的习性就是要群居。
They needed each other to protect them.
他们需要彼此之间互助，然后来彼此保护。
But they also needed each other to provide each other warmth.
他们也需要一起在一起，他们可以彼此有这个温暖，一起享受。
So if we turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5,
我们可以看到帖撒罗尼迦。前书第一章，第五章。
First Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 11.
第五章十一节。
Therefore, encourage one another and build one another, just as you also are doing.
所以你们该彼此劝慰，互相建立，正如你们素常所行的。
So Paul tells us that we are to encourage one another.
所以保罗在这里说，我们要彼此鼓励。
Oftentimes we find that this world is a very cold place.
常常我们觉得这个世界是非常的冷漠。
As a matter of fact, everything in this world and the way it operates is.
我们可以看到这个世界上所有事情在进行的时候
is based on what kind of benefit you can gain.
通常人就可以看说从这个里面我能够得到什么利处利益。
Most relationships are based on what we can benefit from it.
所以很多关系的建立就是在说我可以从中得到什么利益。
For example,
让我举个例。
You're probably very nice to your boss.
也许你对你的老板非常好。
You have to be nice to your boss.
因为你必须对他好。
He keeps you employed.
因为他保守你的职位。
He pays you.
他让你拿薪水。
If you do well, he'll pay you more.
如果你做得好，他给你多点钱。
It's so you're very nice to him.
所以你对你老板当然就很好。
Because you have a certain benefit that you can reap from that.
因为你可以从对他好里面得到一些利益。
On the other hand,
但是反过来说,
the company treats you well.
公司对你好呢?
Because the better they treat you, the harder you'll work.
因为他对你好一些, 你就做事辛苦一些。
The more money you'll make.
然后你就多拿点钱。
And you'll realize also,
所以你也了解, 了解到,
when they don't feel they need you,
如果有一天他觉得不需要你了,
they'll just walk you out to the door.
他就带着你出门，赶紧出门了。
It's a very harsh world.
这个是一个非常冷酷的世界。
This is the world, right?
这是世界。
So it's a very cold world.
是非常冷漠的。
Every relationship is based off of a need that you can gain.
所以每一个关系里面都有这种利益互相利用的。
But it's different in the church.
但是在教会里面应该是不一
样。It should be different at least.
应该是不一样。
Naturally speaking, we're very selfish.
在我们每个人自然里面都是自私的。
I have two little kids.
我有两个小孩。
And I can give you so many examples every day of how they are selfish.
我可以给你们举很多例子，他每天怎么自私。
It's actually a rare thing for them to think of others.
是非常少他们会想到对方。
We're the same way.
我们也是一样。
We just cover it better.
我们只是掩饰得很好。
Right?
对不对?
Naturally, we always are thinking of ourselves.
真的,在自然里面,我们总是想到自己。
And that's why, you know, whether it's a marriage relationship,
或者在婚姻里面,
or amongst brothers and sisters,
或者在弟兄姐妹里面,
there's always some challenges.
我总是有一些挑战。
Because naturally, we think of ourselves.
因为我们总是想到我们自己。
But the life of Christ,
但是主耶稣的生命,
is a life that imparts life.
他的生命是裂开的生命。
When the Lord came to this world,
当主耶稣来到这个世上,
He did not think of himself.
他不想到他自己。
He came not to be served, but to serve.
因为他来这个世界上不是要受人的招待服侍。
And that life was just like, you know, how the 5,000 were fed.
他来的他的生命就是一个分出去，就像分那五千人得饱足一样。
The Lord denied himself.
因为主耶稣否认自己。
And he went to the cross.
他就上了十字架。
When he died,
当他死了。
Many were drawn to him.
所以有多人归向他。
And many, all including all of us, were benefited from his work.
所以我们的人都是因着他的工作，我们来得到益处。
So that life.Was an abundant life.
所以那个生命是一个丰盛的生命。
That life became a provision to everyone.
那个生命成为人的供应。
When he died, from his side came forth water and blood.
从当他死了以后，他肋旁流出血跟水。
Not only did he provide blood, speaks of his salvation.
血是代表他的救赎。
We can, you know.Speak forever about his wonderful salvation.
我们可以一直讲述说他的救赎。
How our sins have been forgiven.
我们的罪如何得赦。
How our conscience have been made clean.
我们的那个知觉里面如何被洁净。
How the burden of sin has been, you know, gone from us.
所以所有罪的负担如何从我们身上过去。
But not only that.
不但如此。
It also flowed forth water.
从他肋旁还流出水来。
Speaks of life.
那个是生命的水
and the joy of life
是喜乐的生命
the abundance of life
是丰盛的生命
and that came out of his selfless love for us
因为那是从他完全舍己的爱里面出来的
so again here Paul says encourage one another and build one another up
所以这里保罗说我们要彼此劝慰互相建立
now that we have his life in us
今天我们有他的生命在我们里面
we can also love each other with a selfless love
我们可以用不 不自私的爱来爱彼此相爱。
Not something of ourselves.
不是只是顾到我们自己。
But if we take up our cross and follow Him.
如果我们背起我们十字架来跟随主耶稣。
If we're able to deny ourselves.
如果我们能够自己舍己。
We're also able to impart life.
我们能够把我们的生命分享出去。
We're able to build each other up.
我们就能够建立彼此建立。
Isn't it true?
这是不是真实的吗？
Just think about very practically.
如果我们这样这实际来想。
Think about just this morning, a few sisters sang a wonderful chorus for us.
今天早上我们年轻姐妹们跟我们唱诗歌。
They had to take time out of their personal time.
他们必须把他们牺牲他们自己一些私人时间来练习。
And then they were able to sing.
然后他们才能来献唱。
Able to edify us.
他能够激励我们。
So this is how the body is built up.
所以这就是我们身体如何被建造。
When each of us take our part.
如果我们每一个人都把我们这个奉献出来
，and learn to encourage one another，
然后我们来彼此建造。
Actually, this is fundamental to our survival as believers.
这就是我们作为一个信徒，我们能够存活下去，这是其实一个很基础的。
Just like the rock hyrax，
就像这个岩体兔一样
，left alone。
他如果说是被单独分开
，he will not survive。
他绝对活不长。
It must live in the environment that it'sDesigned to live in.
它必须活在一个为它设计好的生活环境里面。
It needs other rock hyraxes to provide the warmth.
它必须靠了其他的岩体兔来让它身体里面有暖和。
It needs that environment for it to survive.
它需要那样子的岩石地形来使它存活。
So in the same way,
同样的
we cannot live without our brothers and sisters.
我们没有办法离开我们的弟兄姐妹。
We can try.
我们可以试着去做。
And if you try to leave the church life,
如果你们去试着去离开教会
，or even if all you do is just come on Sundays and attend for an hour,
或者你们只来教会，每个礼拜天早上来一个钟头
，and then the rest of the week you think you live for yourself,
那其他的时间你都自己过了自己的日子
，you will not survive spiritually.
同样的，你在属灵上你也没有办法活下去。
We were meant to have, we were meant.To encourage one another.
因为我们本质上就是要彼此互相激励。
We were meant to uphold each other.
我们是需要彼此的帮助。
So practically,
我们是很现实的。
We were meant that during the week we are to encourage each other as well.
所以我们在就算在周间，我们也要彼此建造。
We are to pray for each other.
我们彼此需要代祷。
We need each other.
我们需要大家彼此弟兄姐妹。
We cannot survive without.
因为我们没有办法靠自己活下。
The next aspect, as I said, you know, the rock hyrax love to bask in the sun.
我们也讲到说，岩蹄兔它喜欢在太阳光下享受。
Without the sun, it also cannot survive.
同样的，没有这个太阳，没有光，它们也不能活。
Remember that the Lord in John chapter 8 said,I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
如果你们记得主耶稣在约翰福音讲到说我是生命的光我、
just,
我是生命的光你们没有一个人可以活跟随我们都可以活在光中
And then in Psalm 119:105 it says Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light unto my path
在 诗篇119篇105节说你的话是我路脚前的灯是我路上的光
So again, we need each other to survive.
所以我们需要彼此一起来存活。
But how much do we need the light of the world?
但是我们更需要的是神的光来照亮我们。
Actually, we also depend on the sunlight, right?
同样的，我们也是靠着，也要需要日光。
But the picture that we see for the rock hyrax is.Its life is completely dependent on the sun.
但是我们从岩蹄兔身上，我们可以看到它是完全仰望阳光。
Spiritually speaking,
在我们属灵的意义上讲
，without His enlightenment,
如果没有神的光照亮我们
，without His warmth,
如果没有他的温暖
，we cannot survive.
我们同样的，我们也不能存活。
So again, another aspect, key aspect for us to be able to survive.
所以这也是我们最重要的可以活下去的一点。
And then we talked about sentries.
然后我们看到那个守望者。
If we could turn to Acts chapter 20 and verse 28.
如果我们可以看到使徒行传20章28节。
Acts 20:28.
使徒行传20:28.
Be on guard for yourselves and for all the flock, among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood.
这边讲圣灵立你们做全羊的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎。牧养神的教会，就是他用自己血所买来的。
And then 1 John 2:13.
然后我们来看约翰一书2:13.
First John 2:13. I am writing to you, fathers, because you know him who has been from the beginning.
他说：“父老啊，我写信给你们，因为你们认识那从起初原有的。”
Yeah. So we spoke of how the sentries, they are the ones that take a high vantage point, and if there's danger, they shout out to the rest of the group.
所以我们看到盐提兔，他们有个守望者，他们就爬到那个最高点。当他看到危险一来的时候，他就通告了所有的那一群。
And you find in ancient days as well in the Old Testament, the Bible tells about watchmen.
所以在旧约圣经里面就讲，这个就是一个守望者。
So they usually sit in the towers of the city walls, and they're watching out for enemies that come.
所以这守望者他们通常是坐在城墙的高处，当他们有看到有敌人来的时候，他马上就通知他们下面。So
in the same way, the Lord has established watchmen in the body.
所以耶稣神也是在我们的在这个整个整体里面教会里面，他也设立了守望者。So
whether you call them overseers,
或者你们叫他长老,
elders,
或者叫长老,
fathers as described by John,
或者叫父老,
are brothers and sisters that have insight into the will of God.
所以这就像弟兄姐妹中间对神有更清楚认识的人。
They can warn us of the dangers through the word of God.
他可以看到, 有危险的时候, 可以警告我们。
They can encourage us.
他可以鼓励我们。
And they can also warn us of the enemy.
他可以告诉我们敌人来的时候，他可以先警告我们。Actually,
the enemy is very subtle.
因为我们知道有时候那些敌人是非常看不见的。And
sometimes it can be a very subtle doctrine.
它也许是一些教义上的不对。Or
even an experience, a spiritual experience.
或者是一些属灵上的经历。That
will easily take us to the left or to the right.
因为常常就是这些会把我们引开正道上。But
the Lord gives us the more mature in the Lord.
因此神给我们一些在主里面，在话语上有长连长的。To
help us.
来帮助我们。To
warn us.
来警告我们。And
to protect us.
然后来保护我们。So
like we said earlier,
就像我们早一些说的,
it is because of these sentries that the Harak Hyreks are actually not really preyed upon in Israel.
所以我们讲到说，在以色列这些守望者来警告他们，所以他们很少被人家捕到。So
in the same way,
同样的,
the Lord provides these to help us.
所以神也设立了这些长老来保护我们。And
that's why Paul tells us to hold them in high regard.
所以保罗也在这里说要尊敬他们。Okay,
the next part was we talked about that the rock hierarchs, they're very sociable.
我们也讲到盐提兔他们是非常的社交。They
have 20 different voice calls.
他们有20个不同的声音来，声音。They're
very noisy.
他们非常吵闹的一群。So
the equivalent for us is fellowship.
同样的，对我们来讲说，我们就是要有彼此的交通。
How important it is for us to encourage one another.
是对我们来彼此的鼓励是何等的重要。
In Philippians 2:1.
在腓立比书,
Therefore, if there is any encouragement in Christ, if there's any consolation of love, if there is any fellowship of the Spirit, any affection and compassion,
他在腓立比书2:1说，所以在基督里若有什么劝勉, 爱心有什么安慰？圣灵有什么交通？心中有什么慈悲怜悯？
And then it says, make my joy complete by being of the same mind.
让我的
第二节
Okay, you go ahead.
Make my joy by being complete of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose.
The Philippians.
Chapter 2 and verse
1. 在第二节说，你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。
Again, we have to fellowship and encourage one another.
所以我们在我们彼此交通里面，我们可以彼此鼓励。
And then one more verse, Ephesians 5, verse 19. I think this is quite appropriate.
在以弗所书第五章。
Verse 19.
第十九节。
It says, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord.
当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和的赞美主。
When I
这个经节很合适的。
When I read that they call the rock hyraxes voice calls, they describe it as a song.
因为当他们讲到说这个岩蹄兔他们用这个高声的这个来叫的时候。人家形容这个就是一个诗章。
And I was reminded of this verse in Ephesians 5:19.
所以就让我提醒我看到以弗所书五章十九节。
Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs.
因为彼此对说，用诗章、颂词、灵歌来。
Singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord.
然后口唱心和的赞美。
Actually, if you get a chance to watch some of the videos of the rock hyraxes interacting.
如果你们有机会回去看到这个影片的话
you really feel that they're a happy bunch.
你就会感觉到这些岩蹄兔是非常快乐的一群。
It really should speak of our joy that we have when we encourage one another with song and hymns and spiritual songs.
所以当我们看到他们的时候，就会提醒我们，当我们彼此弟兄姐妹在一起的时候，我们真的是要用诗歌。颂词灵歌来一起口唱心和赞美。
It's a wonderful picture of fellowship.
这实在是一个很美的弟兄姐妹交接的一个图画。
Okay, and the other aspect that we spoke of, besides the sentry alerting of the rock hyraxes,
除了这些守望的人在那边提醒这个岩蹄兔以外
，the rock hyraxes themselves, they were always very alert, especially when they were eating, right?
这些岩蹄兔他们自己本身就非常的警醒。
So if we turn to Luke 21 verse 36.
如果我们来看路加福音21章36节。
Luke 21 verse 36.
路加21章36节。
But keep on the alert at all times.Praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that are about to take place and to stand before the Son of Man.
他这边讲说，你们要时常警醒，常常祈求，使你们能逃避这一切要来的事，得以站立在人子面前。
Again, we are reminded that the Lord tells us to be on the alert all the time.
在这里，神再一次提醒我们要时常警醒。
We ought to pray without ceasing.
所以我们需要在睡觉的不在祷告的时候警醒。
So that we may not be taken by winds of doctrine.
所以我们当昼夜不停的祷告的时候，我们可以知道我们的。
So that we may not be caught up by the work of the enemy.
所以我们就不会被世上的人敌人为捕捉捕去。
So we ought to be on the alert.
我们必须要警醒。
We ought to number our days.
因为我们知道我们的日子不多。
That we may present a heart of wisdom to the Lord.
因为我们必须在神的面前有见证。
And then finally.
最后。
And I think most importantly.
最后。
I think
最重要的。
What ultimately defines the rock hyrax?
当我们来看这个岩蹄兔的时候。
Is that it lives in rocky terrain.
我们可以看到他们是住在岩石的隙缝里面。
That they dwell in the natural crevices and rock formation.
因为他们是住在躲藏在这个天然的岩洞里面。
When they hide in the rock.
当他们藏在这个岩洞里面
They're protected from their predators.
他们就把他们自己保护起来
If there is a flood, they're protected.
所以他们就没有人可以捕捉他们如果有盐水有洪水来也可以让他们逃离
If there's a fire, they're protected.
如果说是有火灾的话他们也会受保护
But that rocky terrain is the most important thing for its survival.
因此我们可以看到那个岩石是他们最让他们能够生存下去的最重要的保护
So if we read in Psalm 18, verse 2,
如果我们来看诗篇十八篇
Psalm 18, verse 2.
诗篇十八篇第二节
Yep. Psalm 18, verse 2. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer.My God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold.
是讲耶和华是我的岩石，我的山寨，我的救主，我的神，我的磐石，我所投靠的。他是我的盾牌，是拯救我的脚，是我的高台。
And then in John chapter 15, we won't read.
如果说看到约翰福音十五章，我
The Lord said, Abide in me.
主耶稣说住在我里面
And I in you
因为我也住在你里面
He said apart from me you can do nothing
从我离开我你不能做什么
So the picture that we see of the rock hyrax is this
所以我们今天看到这个岩蹄兔我们 的图片的时候
You really get the picture of John chapter 15
所以你应该感受到约翰福音十五章所说的
The rock hyrax spends their whole lives in the rocks
我们可以看到岩蹄兔，他们一生就是躲藏在岩石洞里面。
So they are constantly living in the rocks.
所以他们一直都是住在这个岩石洞。
Or abiding in the rocks.
或者在这个岩石洞的里面。
That should be a lesson to each one of us.
所以这个今天这应该对我们每一个人是一个功课。
We should recognize.
我们需要认同。
That apart from abiding in the Lord.
如果我们从住在主里面离开。
We will not be able to survive.
我们就没有办法存活。
So we need to abide in Him.
我们必须住在他里面。
Maybe we can turn it on again.
那我们再看一下这个图案。
Now, here you have a picture of the rock hyrax abiding in the rock.
我们可以看到这个岩蹄兔是住在这个岩石洞。
And we actually see many pictures regarding the rock.
我们起先看了许多图片，都是关于这个。
So maybe we can turn to the next slide.Now, about 2 years ago, I showed you this picture.
两年前我曾经把这个图这个影片给你们看过。
I don't know if anyone remembers.
我不知道你们记不记得。
What this picture is about?
Because
it's Caesarea Philippi.
Yeah, 这是撒加利亚菲律比。
If you looked at the previous picture and this picture, it's very similar, isn't it?
这个图案好像是很像的。
Or maybe we can turn to the next slide as well.
下一个
So you see that there's some water here as well.
我们可以看到这个下面是有水。
This picture is a picture of Caesarea Philippi.
这是在撒加利亚菲律比的地方。
Actually, in Matthew chapter 16.
在马太十六章。
The Lord Jesus took the disciples to this place, Caesarea Philippi.
主耶稣带着门徒到这边来。
Now Caesarea Philippi is at the foot of Mount Hermon.
我们可以看到这个撒加利亚菲利比是在黑门山底下。
Caesarea Philippi is actually also the fountainhead of the River Jordan.
同样的，这个地方是约旦河的源头。
If you look at the whole land of Israel,
如果你看整个以色列的
，it's really long.
它是非常长的。
It kind of reminds you of Taiwan as well, probably.
很像台湾一样。
And there's a river that runs from north all the way to the south.
有一条河是从北一直流到南边。
And that is the lifeline of Israel.
那是以色列的生命河。
But the fountainhead is at Caesarea Philippi.
但它的泉源却是在撒加利亚菲律比。
So the Lord Jesus said, who do you say that I am?
主耶稣问他门徒说，你们说我是谁
？Or who do people say that I am?
或者人们怎么说我是谁
？And then this is where Peter said, you are Christ, the Son of the Living God.
彼得就回答说，你是基督，是神的儿子。
And he said, and upon this rock I will build my church.
主耶稣说，就在这岩石上，我要建立我的教会。
So when he came to Caesarea Philippi.
当他来到撒加利亚腓立比的时候
It was likely at this site that the Lord said, Upon this rock I will build my church.
就是这样的景象主耶稣说他要把他的国教会建立在这里
The way this rock was formed, or this cave was formed,
这个岩石的形成
there was a huge rock there at one point.
以前是有一个大石头在上面
And then at one point in history, there was a big earthquake.
在历史上有一个很大的地震
And then this rock became cleft
所以这个岩石就出来就变成一个岩
And because of that earthquake
因着那个地震
And this rock was cleft
这个岩石就裂了
Some of the natural springs that were underneath it
有些就掉下去
Natural springs
有些温泉出来
And then the water burst forth from this cave
所以从这个洞里面就有泉水出来。
This should remind you in the Old Testament when Moses struck the rock, right?
所以这应该提醒你们，当在旧约的时候，摩西击打磐石。
And then out of the rock came forth water.
从磐石旁边就流出水来。
This should also remind you.
这同样应该提醒你们。
That on the cross.
在十字架上。
Our heavenly Father, God the Father, struck His Son.
神击打他的爱子
And out of his side flowed forth water and blood.
从耶稣的肋旁就流出血和水来
And we spoke of that earlier.
但我们刚刚提过
And that life became our lifeline.
同样的那样的生命就成为我们的生命
Just like this has become the lifeline of the whole land of Israel.
同样的这个泉流也成为以色列的生命河
So this is the cleft rock.
这就是岩石。
It speaks of our Lord as that cleft rock.
我们就讲到我们的神就是这样的岩洞。
And then this is upon the rock that the Lord said, I will build my church.
这个岩石就是主耶稣说过，他要在这岩石上建造教会。
He was the one that was willing to die in our stead.
因为他是一个为他愿意为我们的罪死的。
One who was willing to give his life.
他愿意把他的生命给我们。
And then it's in this rock that we can abide in.
同样的，在这个岩石里面，我们可以把我们的生命
that we depend on for His provision of life.
我们可以靠着他的供应来。
So the previous picture, maybe we can just turn, you know, two pictures back. The rock hyrax dwelling in the rock.
我们可以看到岩蜞兔它活在这个岩石里。
Should remind us how we ought to abide in Christ.
同样的，要提醒我们，我们如何住在神。
So there are a few snippets of the life of a rock hyrax.
所以这个岩蜞兔的生命里面有许多地方
should remind us how we should live.
来提醒我们，我们该如何来过日子。
They're not very big. They're very small.
他们不是很大，他们很小。
Naturally speaking, we're very weak.
所以同样的，我们也是非常软弱。
But thank the Lord.
但是感谢神。
He has given us Himself as that great rock.
但是他把他自己给我们成为那个最大的岩石
That wonderful shelter
是一个成我们一个美妙的住所
We can be safe in his hands
所以我们可以在他手中可以得拯救
He is the one that loved us
因为他是爱我们的
Was cleft for us
他会牺牲他自己性命为我们
But not only that
不但如此
He has given us one another
他让我们有彼此弟兄姐妹。
We can keep each other warm.
所以我们可以彼此互相取暖。
We can warn each other of dangers.
我们在危险的时候，我们可以彼此帮助。
We can build each other up.
我们可以彼此建立。
He also provided His word.
同样，他把他的话给我们。
He's that wonderful light.
因为他是那个奇妙的光。
So you remember that the rock hyrax was 95% resting?
你们记不记得那个岩蜞兔它95%时间
That should also be our life.
同样的，我们的生命也应该是如此。
The Lord has already finished the work.
因为我们的主耶稣已经完成他的工作。
We should be able to rest on His finished work.
今天我们应该在他的完成工作上，我们可以有安息。
As tumultuous as the world is around us,
所以不管这个世界上有些什么
We should be able to rest in Him.
我们应该在他里面能够安息。
So the Lord has given us this wonderful environment.
所以神给我们这样好的环境。
The wonderful picture of the rock hyrax and where he lives.
让我们可以看到这个山岩蜞兔如何在这样环境里面生长。
Should tell us of the provision the Lord has given us to live in the church life.
所以因此可以让我们看到神如何在这样的环境里面让我们在活好好给我们好的教会来彼此来生活。
Just finally.In 2008 in South Africa,
在2008年南非
Some, the rock hyrax became extinct in one of the areas.
那个岩蹄兔从一个地方离开。绝种。
Okay, so the scientists tried to reintroduce the rock hyrax to that area.
所以, 科学家准备在那边再继续让它生长出来。
So they took some that were in captivity, some that they had caught.
他们就拿了一些他们捕捉的岩蹄兔。
And they also took some wild rock hyraxes from other areas.
他们同样也把他那个一些野生的岩蹄兔。
And they tried to reintroduce them to that area in South Africa.
他们准备把它带到那个南非再重新再过日子。
The result was every single one of them died.
可是结果却是每个都死了。
This should remind us.
所以这应该提醒我们。
Of a verse in Hebrews.
在希伯来书。
Says, "Do not forsake the assembling." Does not forsake assembling together.
所以在希伯来书讲的时候，我们不可停止聚会。
The same way that these rock hyraxes were taken out of their natural environment.
当这些岩蹄兔，它们从它们原来原生的那个自然环境被拿开的时候，
and they couldn't survive.
它们就没有办法生存。
So we ought to be reminded as well.
我们实在需要被提醒。
That we should not leave the environment that the Lord has provided for us.
我们实在不应该从神给我们预备的环境离开。
We should not stop meeting together.
我们不应该停止聚会。
So whatever it is, we may think that we're very strong.
我们有些时候，我们就他们是很强壮。
But the way the Bible describes us was just like the rock hyrax.
但是就讲到说，像圣经上讲的，就像岩蹄兔一样。
Very weak.
他们是非常的软弱。
Very small.
非常的小。
But if we are put in the proper environment,
但是把他们放在合适的环境里面，
we can grow.
我们可以生长。
We can survive.
我们可以存活。
And we can thrive.
我们可以得胜。
And we can really enter into what the Lord has done, has prepared for us.
我们可以真的进入到神为我们预备的地方。
So may we learn from the story, the life of the rock hyrax.
我真希望我们大家可以从这个岩蹄兔里面，我们学到功课。
There are three other, it says there are four small things, right? There are three others.
虽然我讲了只讲了四个小的地方，可是它还有其他的。
Maybe in Proverbs 30, it says there are four small things.
因为在箴言里面讲的有四个小物。
The Shephan is just one of them.
沙番只是其中的一个。
There are three others.
它还有其他三个。
Maybe next time we can share on the three others.
也许我们下次可以分享。
Or you can study on your own.
或者你们可以自己去。
But the word of God is wonderful.
但是神的话真的是奇妙。
Why don't we conclude with a word of prayer?
让我们一起祷告。
Sorry, I went a little over. Lord, thank you for these words.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你给我们这些话语。
Lord, if you see fit, please speak to us.
如果你看了合适的，你就自己向我们说。
We commit these words back to you.
我们真把这些话放在你面前。
In Jesus' precious name.
奉主耶稣宝贝的名。 Amen.